So, and then this week, a surprise album comes back. This is a music podcast back again. You know what I'm saying? We're talking music damn near the whole show. Just letting y'all know. So, surprise album. I love looking at my phone and just seeing some surprise shit. J. Cole dropped a surprise album called I Might Delete Later. He's been doing a series of vlogs for the past month or two, just dropping different clips and little freestyles within the clip. And he dropped it.
Yeah. 7 minute drill. Turn it up. Yeah, turn the vocal up. Light work, like it's Peter.
So a lot that was a lot of people questioning. They was asking why is this called 7 minute drill?
The song
7 minute drill. The song is only 3 minutes and 30 seconds. This is J. Cole's manager, Eve. He's doing a podcast. I forgot the name of this podcast, but shout out to my nigga Low Key. He's a person on the podcast. Not that Low Key. Shout out to my nigga Low Key.
Not the Mo.
Not the Mo. Shout out to him too.
But this was on their podcast.
Who is this kid?
Here we go.
It was about pushing himself to see, like, all right, can I get better? You know what I mean? Like he was really doing these drills he was talking about. Like, he does these
the thing he was talking about, LA Leakers, right? Yeah, those 7 minute
joints. He does these 7 minute drills that he had, like, Cosby doing and you know, T minus. Well, he'll just be like, yo, you got 7 minutes. Like, it's basically his way of, like, breaking out of overthinking. Mm. Like, don't even think about it. Start a verse. What we going to talk about? He'll be like, yo, Cos, write a verse about pizza. I don't know. Like, and then they got 7 minutes and then they put the timer on and then it's like, all right, what you got? And he'll do that with T minus. Like, all right, you get to pick your 2-3 sounds before you start. Then you got 7 minutes. And it's just to, like, a drill.
There's a very basketball way of thinking for that, right? Exactly. It's like, get your 20 shots in.
Exactly.
You know,
and then he was doing drills where he was like, he got a bunch of freestyles that, like, are over, like, a Busta beat, a Eminem beat.
So 7 minute drill, basically something that Cole and all the Dreamville artists that they do, just something better than his pew. So I guess allegedly he made this song in seven minutes. Real quick.
He should have took
quick little
14 overnight. He should have slept on this.
All right.
See, it's a cold world. Keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call. They say that somebody dissing. You want some attention. It come with extensions. My dog like sir.
Why is he telling us about somebody calling him and shit like that? Like, Kendrick, like, directly, like, was talking crazy to these niggas, though. Like, that's why it's pissing me off. Like, nigga, you
word. He on bullshit.
I called you and told you that shit either, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, yeah, nigga probably was, told him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it was everywhere, though. No, it was the thing.
You seen it.
It was every fucking where.
No, but I'm saying, if you in this position, it's definitely some niggas you know that's like, are you good? Because niggas dying to do something for you. Like, it's niggas doing that shit. You know. You know that's going on.
Some crash outs.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga just dissed me the other day. You know what I'm saying? Niggas did that.
Just we talk about
beef. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Nigga dissed us. You know what I'm saying? Niggas.
Oh, he dissed you. He talk about us.
He did. That. Hey, we reason that or not?
We are.
Just shut the fuck up. He dissed all us here, nigga. Y'all be straight trying to throw some shit on me. Like, I said something the other day. I said, the comments said something. I was like, they was cussing us out. Were they cussing us out or cussing you out? No, nigga, they was cussing us out. Nigga, we all of us on this shit. You be getting this too, nigga. he be acting like nobody be talking to him.
You Diddy and we bad boy, nigga. Fuck you. It's Diddy.
I'm Suge Knight, dude. I'm Diddy, man.
They don't give me Diddy shit.
But back to this.
He itching, I'm putting so much work in these streets. He got pension, I told him chill out. How I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the clinching. I came up in a veil, so I'm good when it's tension. He still doing shows, but fell off like the Simpsons.
Did the Simpsons fall off?
Never.
Still doing shows, but fell off like the Simpsons.
I don't think they ever fell off.
I think they just
still getting shit right to this day.
I think they done. They just play like rerun. They ain't making no more news.
Nigga, the Simpsons come on every Sunday.
New?
Yeah, they on episode 30. They on season 38 or something.
Simpsons is one of them things. Like,
longest running show ever. Like the Simpsons. That's what he's saying. Like, he's saying, like, you do a show, but you fell off like the Simpsons. Like,
they ain't fall off.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
first shit was classic, your last shit was tragic. Your second shit put niggas to sleep, but they gassed it. Your third shit was
murder. I agree with that.
So we gonna be serious. J. Cole, out of the three, J. Cole might be my favorite rapper out of this three.
He ain't lying.
How the fuck is J. Cole gonna talk about somebody putting somebody to sleep? That's the biggest knock on J. Cole his whole career. He's boring. All this is all people say about J. Cole.
He ain't lying about that, what he said. First record was cool. Second record.
We ain't getting that second day, this cap.
Sippin' that was your prime. I was trailing right behind and I just now hit mine. Now I'm front of the line with a comfortable lead. High running, soon as I got it, now he wants something with me. Well, he caught me at the perfect time. Jump up and see why I got here off of bars. Not no controversy. Funny thing about it, bitch, I don't even want the prestige. Fuck the Grammys, cause them crackers ain't never done nothing for me. Ho, slugs took my nigga's soul. Drugs took another one. A rap beef ain't realer than the shit I seen in Cumberland. He averaging one hard verse like every 30 months or something. If he wasn't dissing, then we wouldn't be discussing, huh? Lord, don't make me have to smoke this nigga, cause I fuck with him. But push come to shove on this mic, I will humble him. I'm Nino with this thing, this that New Jack City meme. Yeah, I'm aiming at G-Money, crying tears before I busted him. Light work, like it's PWC, it's a cold world. Keep the heat under your seat, I got him.
Follow song. Pull up Sunday service, but like he using like that, man, that flow like on this shit.
Phone call, they say that somebody dissing. You want some attention, it come with extensions. My dog like say the word, he on bullshit, he it.
Conductor,
the popping, I'm the one doing the
conductor, conductor, conductor.
I got mixed feelings about these fucking rap niggas. It's over for that cap, the official cap pillars 2-6. We don't at niggas, we get at niggas. Shoot a nigga lights out. Yeah, my dog stat filler, stat stuffers, triple double. Get your ass black duffel. Body bag, body bag, body bag. Cold world, your instructor for Pilates class. Get a nigga stretched if I feel a disrespect. Your arms might be too short to box with a god who live his life without the pressures of a constant facade. I pray for peace, but if a nigga sees these positive vibes, a Falcon 9 inside my pocket, bitch, this rocket gon' fly. Now it's popping outside like the top of July. My text flooded with the hunger for a toxic reply. I'm hesitant, I love my brother, but I'm not gonna lie. I'm powered up for real, that shit would feel like swatting a fly. 4 albums in 12 years, nigga, I can divide. Shit, if this is what you want, I'm indulging in violence. Put pictures in my home, aim the chrome at your eyelids. Fly pebbles at your dome, we the Stone Temple Pilots. This is merely a warning shot, the back niggas down. Back in the town where they whipping work and traffic and pounds. My jack jumping bout a rapper making blasphemous sounds. Switching sides like the tassel on a cap and a gown. I'm fully loaded, nigga, I can drop 2 classes.
I feel like he dissing you right there with the cap and the gown shit.
I didn't even think about it.
That's crazy.
I didn't think about it like that.
So
now I got dissing back.
Yeah, you on the clock.
Take a side.
So that was J. Cole's response. I was disappointed in this, but throw J. Cole some bill. Kendrick only threw a jab at him, so he threw a jab back.
If you gonna, jump in it,
I feel like you should have just went all the way. But this is like you trying to just like keep your friendship at the same time. You like, nigga, you hit me first, I hit you first. Like, what you gonna do? I just feel like it's gonna backfire because I don't feel like Kendrick is playing with them niggas. So I feel like when Kendrick come back, he's shooting. That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. I feel like that's gonna be Kendrick energy whenever he say something back. But that boy Jermaine can rap though, so I don't.
But then I think at the same time, niggas still got to be true to who they is. Like niggas talk, like he talking about, nigga, I can get you touched, nigga, I can put some money on your head. Like nigga, he don't talk about sliding and shit like that. So it's like, well, if I say that, you know what I'm saying? And I really ain't being who I am.
I mean, they all.
We don't know these niggas though. Like, talking about it
just in his raps.
Just in his raps, like his whole, like niggas, like he don't talk about stealing a nigga's slide. Like, you know, he don't talk like that.
Yes, so. He do though. Like he do. That's what I'm saying. It's just rapping of the day. He what he's saying in this song, he said it on different songs and shit. But J. Cole's just a clever nigga where he'll
say it in a way.
Say it in a way where it's just, it's a metaphor and you ain't really taking it that serious. Like, rappers rap about that type of shit all the time. But you don't have to just say, like, I kill you or something like that. You can say, I beat your ass or something like that. Like,
until you die. That.
But what I'm saying, like, he, like, you want him to be like, nigga, I'll pull up to your mama house and blow your head off, nigga. Like, he don't even talk like that on a regular basis. So,
I'm not saying he needs to say that. Like, it's way, nigga, Back to Back is one of the greatest diss records of all time. That was he didn't cuss at Meek Mill or nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's a way you do it. Like the way Kendrick did that shit. Like, the beat, the aggressiveness, this tone in his voice. Like, he's so laid back on this shit. That's just, like, the only problem. It ain't about, he ain't got to say, I'd pull up and shoot your mama house up and then that shit. Just, nigga, rap. He a creative nigga.
Maybe that was just a teaser. He might got some other shit into more powerful, hopefully. But I ain't picking no sides on none of this shit, so I just want to listen to it.
No, not at all.
Pick my side already.
Kendrick, huh?
Oh, yeah. He went by default because he going against two niggas.
He went by default because he going against two niggas.
If he getting jumped,
nigga, Drake going against eight niggas.
Well, I mean, that ain't
what you mean.
Yeah, he going at two.
Yeah, but he going Drake at going two at eight. Speak to that. Drake going against eight niggas.
Because he not gonna respond to none of them.
Yes, he is.
Oh yeah, because he been ducking the shots Kendrick been throwing for, like you said, since 2013, 14, something like that. He been ducking them shots for a long time.
But he shot at Kendrick multiple times direct though. Oh, he dissed Kendrick on the song he had with Game.
I would have all of your fans if I didn't go popping. I stayed on some conscious shit. I would have so many more friends if I lost my success and my confidence. I'm in the club every time that they play the competition. If they even play the competition, then I seen the response they get. Yeah, nobody's even hearing it on top of the pyramid.
It was a direct shot to Kendrick, though. Like, so.
What, if you had to compare this beef to a past beef, who would you compare it to?
Second grade at the lunch table.
Like a major beef, rap beef.
I'm not even going to say rap beef.
Brandy and Monica.
It's hard. No, that was more gangster than this. I think they fought. But I'm gonna go to sports. This is like Pacquiao versus Mayweather. It's like we wanted this shit for so long, and now we about to get it, and now they letting us down. Like, it ain't gonna be that entertaining. But if Mayweather Pacquiao probably would happen 5 years prior, it probably would have been a more entertaining fight. That's what I think this shit is looking like.
I need to book a festival where I invite all of them. Somebody got to get slapped or something. We got to turn this shit up. It's gonna be
should it be violent?
We got to turn this shit up a little bit.
Should it be violence, though? Or should it?
See, that's what that
I
was.
I want nobody to, you know, just get the battle. That's the essence of hip hop.
And that's so just to clear it up, like, basically, that's what Sims is saying. Like, this is a good rap beef is healthy for everybody. You know what I mean? It go back.
Is it lighthearted?
It go back a long time, but. We ain't saying that a nigga need to spin. Let's get that out there. Cause you led off like, hey, this is real beef, Juice, your generation.
Yeah.
Nah, they be sliding. You know what I'm saying?
No, I said
that's your different.
Real rap beef.
Yeah.
I didn't say real beef.
No, it's real rap. No.
Them niggas don't be rapping.
Yeah. No, they do both. They do both. So let's go. I'm just saying, for the Freestyle Podcast, we do not condone violence.
Lyrical
sparring.
You know what I'm saying?
Not real life spinning.
Yeah, because that, y'all niggas is getting away.
That shit's different. Because I see somebody in the comments right now, nigga, we doing this, we doing that.
And we sliding on shit, nigga.
Calm down. Calm down, sir. We're talking about rap beef. Headline, rap beef.
14 with a Shicey and a Draco.
That, you know what? You know